Okay, so we're knee deep in this sugya of Hosif Lo Ritzua Achas on Lamed Beis on Beis, which really has dovetailed with the sugya of Ein Shliach Advar Avera, and we've been dealing with it for the last couple of days. I want to try to get everyone back on point. The Tzos in Simon Shin Mem Ches Sivkat and Dalid asks, essentially, why would the Shliach of Beis Din, in our Gemara, why would the Shliach of Beis Din go to Golis? He's not the one that made the mistake. Who made the mistake? Who made the mistake? I think your roast is done there. Right?
The Mishaleach made the mistake.
Essentially, the Mishaleach. So Ketzos uses this as an excuse to say that what?
No answers.
Okay, so the Ketzos uses this as a way of basically saying that he has a raya brura. He has a clear proof against the position of Tosos. Tosos, again, cited in two places, in Bava Metzia and later here in Maseches Bava Kama, as having said, what? That in some cases, there is indeed Shliach Advar Avera. He's talking specifically about cases of Geneva. And he demonstrates that, at least in cases of Geneva, there is Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And it seems that Tosfos uses that as a way of saying that, in general, there is Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Tosfos says Tosfos is wrong. There is no Shliach L'Dvar Avera, generally speaking. Tosfos
is wrong.
There is no rule of Shliach L'Dvar Avera, save for the cases of Geneva. Why? Because Geneva is different.
Is that wrong, or is that way to interpret Tosos?
He says Tosos is a right against Tosos. He says right brew against Tosos. Okay. It's not a general rule. Tosos is essentially suggesting that there is a general rule of Shliach L'Dvar Avera in cases of Shogeg. The Tosos says no. You can't have Geneva b'Shogeg. That's why there's Shliach L'Dvar Avera. What's Geneva? Geneva is where I take something of yours with the intent to keep it from you. So if I don't know that it's yours, I'm lacking the specific intent to fulfill the crime.
Geneva requires kavana, so it can't be Geneva b'shogeg.
That's the point.
Because then it's just not Geneva.
That's the point that Ketzos is making. That's why in those cases, you have this even in civil law, l'havdil. There are crimes that are called specific intent crimes.
Okay. There's a lot of visual humor.
Okay, so getting back to the Ketzos. I'm mugging you. Right, that you told too many details. The Ketzos says the Tosos is mistaken, and only Geneva would have this exception, because Geneva, by definition, can't be done b'shogeg. There is no such thing. If you thought it was yours, that's not called Geneva. It might be something else. No one's saying you're a tzaddik because you have someone else's property, but you're not a ganav.
Isn't that still in?
So in that case, if the person who sent you knew it wasn't his or that it belonged to someone else, and he told you to do it, you're not the one that's going to be responsible. He'll be responsible on some level, but that's only because of the uniqueness of Geneva, he says. But when it comes to killing, when it comes to Golas, that's different. We're not going to say Shliach L'Dvar Avera.
I mean, we're not going to make them Mishaleach Chayav.
Correct.
No, the opposite.
Well, we make him
personal. No. Again, you are... It's confusing. But Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means that I, as the Shliach, bear full responsibility.
Right.
If I say Shliach L'Dvar Avera, it means that the one who dispatched me is somehow responsible.
I told you this. Don't give me a look.
That's what he said before.
Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera.
No means the guy who has been sent.
The person
is
who would otherwise be called the messenger. The
so
actor.
Shliach there is Chayav.
Because he's not really a Shliach, that's the point. Since he's not really a Shliach, he just didn't have
a Shliach. It's saying Ein Shliach means the guy you think is a Shliach is Chayav.
So Shliach Dvaravera means that in that case, Mishaleach is Chayav.
Right.
Yeah. If what? If you say Shliach Dvaravera? Yes, that the Mishaleach bears some responsibility.
Don't use Shliach and Mishaleach. It'll make it more confusing.
I think you confused me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
birthday boy.
Okay, so...
Birthday boy?
You're birthday.
Oh, my God!
No way.
Happy birthday, Angel!
Thank you.
Okay, we let's continue. The Ketel says
you
see from here there's a mistake. Ketel says there's mistaken. There's a difference between Geneva and cases of killing. Okay, then hopefully we got to see the Nesivos.
Oh yeah.
So for those that saw the Nesivos, fine. For those that didn't, we'll just mention it quickly outside, because then I know everyone at least started doing the piece in the Shira of Shmuel, which I'd like to spend the bulk of our time with today. So the Nesivos tries to answer the Ketosis question, and again, tries to defend Tosos. Ketosis is asking a kasha on Tosos. As far as the Ketosis is concerned, Tosos is blown out of the water, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. Tosos
He's wrong.
Is just wrong as far as the Ketosis goes. But the Nesivos comes along and tries to explain why Tosos may not really be mistaken. It's alluded to here a little bit as well. The Nesivos writes, based on the Shach, he says, the Shach in Simon Reish Tzadi Beis says that when you have a Shaliach Dvar Avera, what does that mean? When Tosos, for example, posits that there is a rule, or there are instances in which we say Shaliach Dvar Avera, which means that just like a regular case of agency, the Meshaleach is credited with the thing that is done. In most cases, it's a good thing.
On his behalf.
Mm. Right, the thing that's done on his behalf. So too, in the case of an Avera, when the Avera is done at the behest of the Meshaleach bears responsibility. But the Nesivos says that that means the following. It means that the Meshaleach and the Shaliach are Chayav. Mm. In other words, it's adding in the Meshaleach to the mix. Of course, the person that did the Maisa is going to be responsible on some level. So the Meshaleach is also... It was not. The Meshaleach is also... the Meshaleach is... Yeah. No. The Meshaleach is also Chayiv, in addition to the Shaliach. That's the idea of Shaliach Ledvar Aver. So therefore, let's play it through now. So the Nesivos wants it like this. So therefore, in a case where the Shaliach is acting B'shogeg, what happens? So there is Shlichos Ledvar Avera. But the Meshaleach is...
If I may, please. There's probably a...
You mean the noise?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, the Meshaleach is also Chayev. The Meshaleach is also Chayev. Okay. Excuse the interruption. We'll take care of that now.
Yeah, do you have really good shtick plan for his wedding?
However, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, what about our case in the Gemara? Who's the Meshaleach in our Gemara?
In the Machos case.
No.
Malchus case.
The Malchus case. Who's the Meshaleach?
Unclear.
No, it's not unclear.
Who's the first guy who's yelling out verses?
Bezdin is the Meshaleach.
Oh, okay.
Right, I wouldn't be flogging this person if it weren't for my connection to Bezdin. Forget about this specific individual. Bezdin is responsible.
Pasha. So let's keep it Pasha.
Exactly.
Even though these are NPT, let's...
That's right. So given the Nesivos' model now, and that is that the Chiddush of Shaliach Ledvar Avera means that not only is the Shaliach Chayav, but also the Meshaleach, now query as to why no one else is going to Golos here. Why only is the Shaliach going to Golos? We should find that someone else from Bezdin is going to Golos. Forget about who at the moment. Doesn't
no,
matter.
I was just
going
to say that I posited that perhaps it just didn't mention it because of the...
You think it's Pasha. I mean, really, that's what it meant, but it's just not focusing on...
Yeah, because here we're just trying to look at...
Okay.
Get Golos.
Okay, it's feasible. It's possible to say that.
But you say that's not how the Gemara normally operates, which I am completely fine with.
I don't know.
I am not well-versed in...
I don't know. It's a good question. You might want to say that we're only talking about the one who's acting.
We wanted to know about a case where a guy gets Golos or not.
But once the Gemara is getting into a whole analysis, who made the mistake? You'd think that they would
I don't know that the Gemara got into... We've gotten into
it. No, the Gemara
we haven't been like...
The Gemara asked, why is he going? It was really the mistake of this one. He doesn't count. It's not his count. It's their count.
Right, but it was all trying to show why this guy gets Golos versus
I know, but
in
you would think
case,
at some point the Gemara is going to mention that. Don't worry, they also got a Golos.
Of the... What was our original case where they don't get Golos? I forgot that.
Okay, staying focused. So the CEO says... that by shogeg there's a shliach dvar avera, that means only with regard to dinei mamonis or dinei malchus, but not regarding misar galus. When it comes to misar galus, there is no such thing as shaliach ledvar aveira, as opposed to by mamonos and geneva, where we do say shaliach ledvar aveira. Now again, it's a rule. You can't really argue on that rule. How he knows that, I don't know. But then he says another thing. No, what the chiddush of shliach ledvar aveira, which means the responsibility on some level is shared by the mishaleach.
Shared. That's the
nesivas chiddush is that when you say shliach ledvar aveira, yes, it doesn't mean that the actor is now pater. It means that there is an additional responsible party. The mishaleach is responsible.
That's
a
ktsos.
That is the
operative. Trying to answer it up, the ktsos is kashan tosos.
Trying to say that tosos isn't completely wrong.
Right. Sure. But now, the question remains, what about our case? What about our case? Why is the Bezdin not bearing any responsibility? Answer, because that only applies in cases of Mominus or Malkus, but not Misa or Gullus. And here, talking about a case of Gullus. So once we're talking about a case of Gullus, we don't say Shliach Ledvar Aveira for the sake of being Mechayev the Mishaleach. You're not going to be Mechayev the Mishaleach Gullus because Shliach Ledvar Aveira. How do you know that? I don't know.
So then in that case,
only the Shliach goes to Gullus.
So then that now be Aim Shliach Ledvar Aveira, it's now just
Gullus. Yeah, I guess Aim Shliach Ledvar Aveira, I guess that's what you'd say. Okay. But then the Sius has one other Nikuda, and he says that you're not going to be Mechayev Bezdin Gullus based on their mistake. Why?
What? You won't be...
That Bezdin's not going to... You're not going to make Bezdin responsible for Golos based on a mistake that they made.
You mean that...
Obviously not.
As opposed to the flogger. The flogger would be
Golos. Yeah, but what about Bezdin? What about the body which caused the flogger to make the additional injurious flogging?
But isn't... can't one simply say that here the mice is being done, there the mice is...
There are going to be other answers. There are going to be other answers, but I just want to focus on what this answer is right now. Right now the answer is that it only applies in certain cases, not in other cases. And then the second thing that's sort of just stated as a given is what?
Halacha like Beitin.
That, what did you say? Halacha like Bezdin?
Yeah, like...
That Bezdin doesn't go to Gullus. Right. We don't send Bezdin to Gullus for... Yeah, 1 second. Just give me 1 second. We don't send Bezdin to Gullus.
Burning inside of me.
Can you just control yourself for 1 more minute? It's a special din in Bezdin, exactly. But he doesn't explain what that special din in Bezdin is. Simply that Bezdin doesn't go to Gullus for their mistakes. So before I take your burning comment question, can you explain that?
Yeah, sure.
What would you say that means?
Because Bezdin is like the law body, so they have a certain exemption, like a senator or something who passes a law.
Right.
Lechavdil.
Right, Lechavdil.
Has an exemption for something. Like a judge, I don't know, if a judge issues a wrong ruling,
right,
he probably has diplomatic immunity. Something right. Something along those lines.
Wrong term.
Yeah, you're right, wrong term. But something along those lines. Simply.
So what Yonah wants to say is that there's the special rule that's built into the mechanics of Bezdin that we're not going to create a situation in which Bezdin is going to have to go to Gullus for mistakes that they make. It's not a good public policy to have that. Okay, I hear
it's
that.
It's better if they're
completely
free from faults for any mistakes.
No, they have to bring a karbon. Right? Calm down. There is an idea of a parhelim dovar. The Torah says that, right? If the Sanhedrin says something and Klai Yisrael follows the psak and turns out to be a wrong psak, they have to bring a karbon. Yeah. Now, you're right. It's perhaps not
as... Do they overturn the psak?
Of course. I mean, if they realize they made a mistake, they have to take back the mistake in psak. There are...
What if they don't?
It's not a matter of being above
the
law.
They make the law.
It's not a matter of being... They enforce the law. So procedurally, it wouldn't make sense to have them go to Gullus. That's what Yonah's trying to say.
No, but there's going to be something...
No. If a cop breaks the law, he goes to jail.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but no.
Do you have another answer?
Speeding and they speed up the light time, go through a light time they want.
That's different.
Maybe your other answer. What's your other answer that you said before?
Which one? Diplomatic immunity.
When does one go... No. When does one go to Gullus?
The law says you're allowed to go through a red light if you're a police officer and have sirens go.
No,
it could be that Gullus only pertains to a certain type of involvement in murder.
But then this only happened once in 7 years.
Like Jonas saying...
No, that's...
Right. But... Well, let's get back to the issue at hand. So what Yonah wants to say is that maybe what the Nesivus means is that the only types of killings for which you go to Golos are those killings that you bring about through a Maisa. But killings that you bring about through Dibor, through speech, you're not going to go to Golos for that. That's not Golos worthy. You might be responsible, but you're not responsible in a significant enough way to have to go to Golos. All right, that could be. But now I want to turn our attention to the Shirei Reb Shmuel. Reb Shirei Reb Shmuel here has a nice discussion of this issue, and he has a different mahalach. So now we've seen the Ktzos, and we've seen the Nesivos. Let's turn our attention to the Shirei Reb Shmuel. I know everyone has it. Daniel Simon, would you like to read in honor of your natal day?
Natal day. Okay.
You're going
to... Viter.
Viter, yeah.
Hosalor to Achas Umeis. Hareza Gola Al Yado. You have it, Zach? You got it, right?
You hear it?
I heard that.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. Well, it's a stuck on me, not really on you.
Oh, it's on him.
It's okay.
Oh, now I'm in.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I love it.
I shouldn't have laughed.
Come, that's fine. It was more about the Kama Dafalam and Bez on Bez. Muki Law, the Ta'adai. It's okay.
No, I told him this morning the same thing. I remember what I told him before about the Rebbe Tom and.
Koshen. So he brings down the raid here. He quotes the Ktzos.
Are you skipping?
No, I just read when you were discussing something else.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah. Simon Simim Ches. Simon.
Sif Cotton.
Sif Cotton. Dalit, obviously. Leshitas Tosfos. Shekosfu, Bekama Duchsei.
Kama Duchti. That a number of places, number of instances.
B'shuliach shogeg leisam diklola de ein shnef davar. Oh shoot, what's duchsi again?
B'kama duchti means a number of instances.
Instances, right? That's the word.
The b'shuliach shogeg lasal leklola de ein shliach davar vira.
A lot of times they're not in this category of the shliach, the ein shliach davar vira.
Keep going, you're doing fine, man.
Oh, I don't know what to stop him.
Okay. There's a comma there. MK, Hocha, my goal, Shliach Bezin, Al Yodo. I mean, this is the Ktosis Kash. We've seen it four different ways already, right? We saw it inside, we mentioned it before, we saw the Nesivus. Ktosis asked, hey, what about our Gemara? If you tell me, Ktosis, that there's a case, that there's a rule of Shliach Dvaravera, when it's Shliach Speshogeg, then what? Then why over here is the Shliach being Gola? Not proper. Right there.
Ha'ino, Ella Shliach, Shel Habistin, Shel Habistin.
Right. He's only the Shliach of the Bezdin, as the owner likes to say. He was just following orders. Mm. Right.
Habistin, the Bezdin.
Daniel also likes to say. But Bezdin, who Hamashalcho? The Bezdin is the Mashliach.
V'yigluhim.
Let them go to Golos. I ain't sham. See over there. See the Ktzos.
So just why is the. The Shliach Bezdin, why is the Shliach Bezdin going to Golos?
And not Bezdin.
What's last?
And not Bezdin.
Right,
good.
Bezdin. Sorry.
This is the Kash on Tosos.
Is this in the entire Bezdin, or specifically the
obviously
guy?
Obviously someone. Out here, right. You're not going to take every member of Bezdin and put them in there. Whoever was responsible. We're not getting into the details of that.
Whoever
that's not,
screwed
that's
up
not.
The counting originally.
I got another possible answer.
Possible answer to what?
Why you don't send the Bezdin into Golos.
Okay.
Be still of Hashem to have the.
Okay, we don't know that. You're introducing facts not in evidence. I don't know. Okay. But it's an
interesting
idea.
Objection, Your Honor.
Very, yeah, that's,
no, I'm saying it's a nice idea. It's a nice idea. Let's go. I'm Dvar Avram.
We'll sneak peek. Nice.
I'm Dvar Avram.
I'm Dvar Avram.
Who's the Dvar Avram, by the way?
I'm not, but I figure reading is safer. Oh, it's Dvar Yaakov.
Who's the Dvar Yaakov? Who's the Dvar Avram? Are you about to tell me, or are you scoring a triple word score?
Kind of somewhere in between the two.
What does that mean?
He's Dvar Avram was... He was playing until you said, are you scoring?
I wasn't playing.
No, he's playing...
Sending it
to... Who's the Dvar Avram?
He's playing the Chaim Rishon.
Is that two? So Dvar Avram writes in Chelek Al. Good. Chelek Al Simchav, Masha Kosov. But Yashiv, he says, take a look over there at the Dvar Avram, because he also deals with this issue. Could you read, please?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I want you to read.
The Bahar, the Shliach and Gola, Lo Kasa.
He addressed this issue also.
Duber.
Yeah. Who?
You find it?
Got it.
Okay, one second. Yes?
I was looking at Dover, because that's how one of the things, now it's opening, was the last chief rabbi of Lithuania and the author of the 3-volume work entitled Dvar Avram.
That's all it has?
Biography. He was born in 1873 to Rav Zalman Sender and Motze Yom Kippur in the city of Kobrin.
That's cool.
Do you want his education? What do you want? Education, rabbi, student's death?
It's pretty bare bones. That's all it has? Yeah, first volume was published in 1906 when he was 35 years old. Wow, it's pretty humbling, right?
I mean, how old?
That's all it has?
How old is he?
When he was 35.
Oh, you have to...
you got to click each section.
Received his first rabbinical position at the age of 25, chief rabbi of the city of Kovno, 1923.
How old was he when he was chief rabbi?
He was the last chief rabbi of Lithuania.
When he started?
He was 25.
When he became
chief rabbi. Of Kovno.
What birthday was this?
And he was 35.
26.
He was 35.
You're a year behind him.
He was 35 when he published the first volume of the Bar of Rome.
I don't think I have it in me.
Kovno? Come on, you can Kovno.
Yeah. One of his Talmidim, who we spoke about not long ago, was Rafaim Oshri. Rafaim Oshri was the... What's that?
Ravens.
I think we said. Yeah, he was the one. He was... Rafaim Oshri was the Rav also later, and he was the one who wrote the Chuvos Mimamakim, the Holocaust responsible from the Holocaust. Remember, I did one of those Chuvos.
That's what. Yeah.
The matzah story.
The matzah story, right?
Matzah bag story. Right, the guy couldn't eat no teeth, right?
Yeah.
Teeth were knocked out.
Come on, we're good.
Here, Rav Avraham was in Switzerland for health reasons before the war broke out. His son was living in the United States, sent him a telegram to join in the United States until the war's completion. His father, upon receiving the telegram, showed it to one of his close students and one of his close friends, stating emphatically, "The captain is the last to abandon a sinking ship, not the first. At this time of danger, my place is with the people of my city. I'm going to Kovno." He died of an illness in the Kovno ghetto. He wasn't killed. He died,
directly.
According to this, right. I mean, he wasn't murdered.
Directly.
Died in the Kovno ghetto. Okay. Let's get back to the reference over here, to the Dvar Avraham. Thank you, that was very helpful. Go ahead. So he says, take a look at the Dvar Avraham, because he also addresses this whole concern, this whole kasha of the Katzilos on the Taisus. He says that which the Shaliach is gola, lo kasha midi, don't worry about that. Don't get all bent out of shape. As you said, it's no big deal. Why? V'hu al pi mashikos v'ashach, Reish Tzadi Beis Siv Katan Dalet. He says, because based on the Shach, that's the same Shach, by the way, that the Nesivos quotes, right? Da'afil Heichel of the Isravi, even when we include, you go ahead, don't make it, let me stop you.
I don't know who's reading at what point.
I'm sorry. No. You're reading.
I'm not trying to kill you.
Go ahead. This rabbi should
shaliach
dvar avera mikomakom hashliach lo niftar bekach. Right, this was the same approach that the Nesivos tried using. That it doesn't mean that the shaliach is potter just because we say shaliach dvar avera. It just means that they're both responsible. Rak de im ein lo v'shalim, but if the shaliach doesn't have from what to pay with, then we go after the mishaleach. The ayin sham. Vim kain using that shach says the dvar avram hachanami. Shapir mischayev hashliach, so the shliach should be chayev over here. Barak to ikar hakushya. So what then is the real kasha? The real kasha is, hey, what about bezdin?
Bezdin should also be chayev.
Exactly. Va'al zeh yesh lomar. Go ahead.
Va'al zeh yesh lomar di eitz alavi at bezdin. Havelay.
Listen to this big chiddush that he wants. Yes, good. Havelay.
Ki ko asara b'nei ir.
B'nei adam.
Close.
Asara b'nei adam. So the Dvar Avraham wants to say the only question that we're really left with is how come the Bezdin is not also partially responsible?
So let's throw all 10 of them into the... That's what he's saying. Let's hit all 10 of them, right?
No, saying...
The
reason why Bezdin can't be made Chayav, he says, you're right. Technically, they're Shalayach, they should be responsible. But he doesn't say it's just a technicality like the Nesivos. He has a slightly different reason.
So what's he saying exactly?
Or you tell me. Exactly.
Read it out, boy.
Come on.
He says it's like... The case of Hiko Asar B'nei Adam. Remember that case that we did?
Asar Makos, the Kulan Pitorim. We didn't have this case.
Yeah, they beat the guy with 10 sticks.
Oh, we had this case. And the last guy is the one who's
the Kulan Pitorim, but in this case, they're all potter.
Right. Oh. Ayin Sam Maide.
Maide Shakil Vatari.
Say again?
Shakil Vatari.
Shakotari?
It comes from the word Shakotaria. This is Shakotaria is the noun.
This is
right. He says, take a look at the Dvar Avraham. He speaks about it at length, but that's his basic approach.
They're never all that this is the last guy Chayev, usually. In that case of the 10 guides, he said the last guy who beats him is Chayev because he
What if they all do it at the same time?
That's what they all did at once, no?
Oh. 10 guys just all give him one smack and that all at once kills him.
So he's equating this situation to that case?
This is a case where they killed him amazing. They killed him amazing. The 10 guys killed him amazing. Right. They're not. They're, you can't be mechayev them because who's going to be the one? How you know who the killer is?
Right. So here also.
So that's what he wants to say. That's why. That's what he's saying. Comparison. You can't take Bezdin and put anybody in prison because they're all shutfim. It's like a sar b'nei adam partners.
Right.
They're all only one guy can get mechayev.
Right.
Oh, except for murder, that's not true.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. This is the Dvar of Rams approach.
Can we say for murder that's not the case?
That's what Rav Shmuel said.
Oh, okay. What would Rav Shmuel say to this idea?
He's going
to
say he doesn't like it. Okay. Did you get through this?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
So where did you have that idea that you could have more than one person being responsible for killing?
You said it once.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
All right, maybe it was this idea. I don't remember. Okay, in any event, the Dvar of Rams approach is to say the following. That all the Dayanim are essentially partners. Right? So the one who kills the flogger, the Shliach of Bezdin, is basically a Shliach of all these partners. And he says it's similar to the case of Hikau Asar B'nei Adam with Asar Maklos. It's like the case we have 10 people hitting with 10 sticks, in which case they're all Pater from Misa. All Pater from Misa. That's a Gemara.
So they get nothing. That's why. We're saying they...
That's right.
Because of technicality, they get nothing.
Exactly. Oh, that's great. Right.
That's awesome.
That's right.
So I'm saying maybe me, Krez, and 8 other Yeshiva Bachurims, should we get together?
Oh, you beat down give some a beat. You're going to be Chaya.
Okay, I'll worry about them when they get up there.
All right, but that's a far worse situation to be in.
I think it may be more like that.
People are like that, yes. People think that Karis is not so bad. And they think that getting some other punishment is a lot worse. That's because we think about the here and now.
You're stuck in the physical world.
That's right.
Try and transcend a
little bit.
I like
to say mired.
Mired in this world?
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Karsin and Weiss Karis.
Karis is the worst.
Quagmire, you're stuck in something.
Oh, really?
No.
Greg? Is that a word, Quagmire?
Karis is the worst possible thing.
It's not just his name.
What does it mean again?
Quagmire. Yeah.
What? Karis is the worst punishment.
It just means excision of the soul.
That's the worst possible
just,
thing.
It just means?
Yeah.
Well, why are you saying like that?
Because you think Chayav Misa...
No, Chayav Misa, you get a kapara, and that's it. You still have a share in the world to come.
Really? So does Chayav Misa?
Karis, you don't have a...
You got childless, or you're...
Oh, okay, no. Now you're getting into a different question. You're getting to... First you said, and I quote, it's just excision of the soul.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Correct.
Now what you're doing is...
Do you remember that? It was 3 seconds ago.
Now you're moving into a different definition of Karis.
Oh, okay, fine.
So I'm not debating what is Karis.
Right,
let's not go back. There are different understandings of what Karis may be. But whatever it may be, it is considered the worst possible punishment that a person can get.
Could be free, though. Could be
within Misa's bed, then right it's considered we need a hierarchy of Misos, which one is worse. But that's not my issue to get into
here,
that.
Here's the thing.
Like areas that deal with
things that you can't know,
death,
right? Well, they're unknowable. That's right.
You don't have to deal with it.
They're unknowable. But I mean, there are certain things that we're told.
But based on that, I feel like I can sort of understand where he's coming from. Because if you're Chayav Misa, then you can't do the things that we do understand, like trying to...
I know what you're saying, sorry.
Because I didn't say Misa?
Not because of that. I knew what you meant. I just don't understand what you're saying. You can't do the things that you do.
The things that you understand how they work. Things in this world, like to perfect yourself.
Right.
Like if that's the purpose of this world, yes, as a result of that,
but
you
can't
get
understand why in a particular instance your transgression is so bad that you don't merit a share in the world to come.
I'm saying when people say that, then they're like, yeah, but I don't even know what that means, share the world.
What does
come.
That mean?
That's why he's saying that people well, that's what I would think. That's
you're
why
saying
people
what?
Dismiss
not such a, okay,
Gullus that, instead of
not Gullus,
sorry,
courage. Right, he's saying it's not such a big deterrent. If I tell you that if you have illicit sexual relations, you're chayav kares,
like,
so people say, okay, I don't know what that means.
But it's not like the idea like we take your shmuah on a Torah or something.
Right.
Because we trust the witness.
Swear.
Because he takes the idea.
Seriously.
It's kind of like that, except, you know.
The opposite, right. It's kind of like that, but the opposite. No, I understand what you're saying.
It's
when someone is in a position where the thing that he's threatened with is very serious, so we assume that that's going to prevent him from doing it. But you're right. Sometimes the taiva is so great that a person's able to say, listen, I don't know what that means. All right, I'll deal with it. I'll worry about it. I'll worry about this karis of which you speak. Okay, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm just still saying that person, in many cases, is deserving of a worse punishment than a punishment that you could relate to as being very bad, right? Everyone, no one wants to be force-fed molten lead, right? No one wants to be.
The punishment of Christ.
Christ like, Gabby's.
It's never like the action that you do. If you get caught with witnesses, you're always gonna get the death penalty.
Right? I'm sorry. Say again.
Are there things that you can do where you only thing you're subjecting yourself for it is Christ, or if there's Christ, that means that in the ideal case for those witnesses, that you're gonna get the death penalty.
Oh, I see what you're asking. So back to the Devar Avram. I think we were just about to finish the Devar Avram. So the Devar Avram made those two points. One, that the Shaliach of Beis Din is really functioning on behalf of the group, and therefore, just like we find on Daf Yudam and Beis earlier, that when a group kills someone, they're putter from Misa if they did it by Mezid, and they're putter from Golos if they did it by Shogig. Okay? Next.
Ulam Be'emes?
Ulam Be'emes. Now you're going to have the Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky giving his own approach. Those that attend the Thursday night show with Dr. Koppel, I think, probably have been exposed to Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky. No? Does that sound familiar?
What does the triple word square say?
Are you just saying that?
Yeah, that's not right.
Oh, that doesn't sound familiar? Okay.
Ulam Be'emet Nired Divrei Hashach Einahem Shaykhus V'Inyaninim. Maybe.
That sounds like a hard one to spell.
It appears that according to Divrei Hashach that they don't have basically doesn't have any Shaykhus.
It says it's true that the Shach has a big chiddush. What does the Shach say?
Ulam maybe.
What? However.
How much though?
I thought it was maybe, no?
Rozovsky.
Oh, I was saying Wojovsky.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I was like, that's not easy.
Nira, the differing hashach in lahem shaychus l'nyanein. This shach that the Dvar Avram is quoting doesn't really help over here. Why? Because what does the shach maintain? Because dafil heichad nisraba sheliach l'dvar veira. Even when you feel will say shliach l'dvar veira, what does that do? Mikom mokom hashliach ino niftar bekach. It doesn't make him hotter. Hello.
About the time alone.
Turn the page. Once we hold Bikol HaTorah Kula, the Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira, the general rule is that Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira. In a handful of cases, we'll say, yes, Shliach HaDvar Aveira. Shmuel Rozovsky, 1913 to 1979, known as a Talmudic lecturer. As a Jewish... was known as a Talmudic lecturer at the Ponovitz Yeshiva, located in Bnei Brak, and was counted amongst the great rabbis of his generation. I mean, this is pretty recent.
You answered
his generation.
Oh yeah,
1970.
Come on, Hirschman.
No, he was born in Grodno.
Well,
stop reading that.
Oh,
is it funny text?
He was born in Grodno to the town's chief rabbi, Rav Michal David Rozovsky, Sarah Pearl, daughter of Rav Gelberg. The rabbi of Grodno. Very young age, he began studying under Reb Chaim Lieb Shmulevitz and the yeshiva of Shemeshkop.
Actually, he
became considered one of the principal students of Reb Shemeshkop. So he's one of the principals of Reb Shemeshkop. I'm sure you've heard of Shemeshkop mentioned.
Shmulevitz, I was asking.
Chaim Shmulevitz?
And then he goes, yeah, he passed away. And then he goes, years ago.
I was thinking of who passed away recently.
In 1935, after the death, that was Nelson Finkel. I don't know if that's something to do with this. In 1935, after the death of Shmuel's father, he had to flee to Palestine to escape being drafted in the Russian army. Studied in Lomza Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. He married the wife, his wife, daughter of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. I'm sure everyone's heard of him. Chief Rabbi of Jerusalem. Eventually began to lecture in Lomza Yeshiva in Petach Tikva alongside Rav Shmuel Shapiro, Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, and Rav Elazar Menachem Shach. Also, I'm sure everyone's heard of him, Rav Shach. He was asked by Rav Yosef Shalomo Kahaneman to head the newly opened Ponovitz Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. Eventually, Rabbi David Pravarsky and Rav Shach also joined as Rosh Yeshiva. So if you've ever heard of the Shirei Rav David, that's also Rav David Pravarsky, who's also one of the Rosh Yeshiva there in Ponovitz, along with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky.
Wait, sentence.
I think we'll do this like this. We'll stop here with the Shir of Shmuel, and we'll pick up Lina tomorrow with this point, and I'll give you something else to prepare as well. Maybe one other mahalach in this sugya, and then we'll move on to a new piece.
Can I ask one before Shavuos? Can you get a little
sure,
little
sure,
song?
Sure.
So can have a birthday mussar.
Bring in a maka.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do you guys stay up all night?
Back to my friend to do it at his house.
Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll stop here.
Thank you.